Blog Talk Radio.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in Robin Hood and brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona, take off your rainbow shade. Arizona, have another look at the world now, my. Arizona, cut off your Indian braids. Arizona, pay what you got my way. Strip off your pride, you're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint.
Good morning, everyone. This is James Dick, your host on North Florida Writer Live, and that was Arizona, performed by Mark Lindsay, a song from the 1970s. I put that song up because we're going to talk about Arizona today, particularly southern Arizona. There's been some things in the news about it, not all over the place like some other things that have happened recently, but I think it's important to talk about because the illegal immigration problem is huge in America, and the nation, or at least our government, just continues to hold its head in the sand and refuse to face the reality that the borders are lawless, it's wide open for anyone to come in, and horrible things are starting to happen. Certainly Orlando this weekend, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Southern Arizona's had a huge problem for a long time. I know when I was in college there back in the late 1960s, when you drove from Tucson, which is where I went to school at the University of Arizona, down to the border, we used to go down to Nogales, do a little shopping down there, and as barely of legal age at the time, it was a place to buy very cheap liquor for parties. College kids have always done that. I confess I did the same thing. But we'd go down there and do a little shopping and do a little visiting. And it had a little bit of crime, but it wasn't too bad. It was mostly where somebody wanted to shake you down for a little bit of extra money, or else you might have a little problem. And so you dealt with it, or you didn't go. But now it's rampant. Down just below the borders, the cartels run everything. And, of course, they're coming into Arizona. And the first victim are the Southern Arizona ranchers. So we're going to talk about a little particular case there in one county in Arizona, Cochise County. After we do that, we're going to relate it to some other immigration problems which have just been going on for years and years and years, and nobody wants to face the truth and the reality of what's going on. And the only person who's done that, basically, is Donald Trump. And, of course, he's under the gun every time he says anything about it, but yet this stuff keeps happening everywhere. So let's take a look at the pictures, and then we'll play a little bit more music, which will be appropriate for a Monday morning. And then we'll get down to our story real quickly. I won't keep you very long this morning, but I thought it was important to bring it up. What we've got, folks, is a rural part of America. It's ranch land. Southern Arizona, a lot of beef cattle, a lot of horses. And the ranchers, of course, have to have large plots of land. It's a pretty arid area. The wells are able to give them the water they need, but it's pretty arid. You wouldn't want it to be crowded too tight. Tucson has grown rapidly, and, of course, because of that, they start having some water problems. But they're pretty creative on how to deal with it. But down in Cochise County, it's a large county that it borders Mexico. And it's very remote. And as the picture shows, it's a typical ranch property in Cochise County. You can see it's out by itself. So if things go wrong, it's hard to get help. The second picture shows the main street of Tombstone. You may remember Tombstone, the town of Wyatt Earp, and the gunfight at the OK Corral and the Birdcage Saloon. It's a tourist trap, but it's also pretty interesting because when you walk the streets of Tombstone, it's kind of up on a plateau, and you can look kind of down on the lower desert, and the wind blows through there, and you can just imagine two guys on a wind-whipped street getting ready to have a shootout, which was common in the Old West, the Wild West, which frankly has become wild again today because of so much of what's going on in this area. Then there's a picture of Brian Terry. And if you don't remember who Brian was, he was the Border Patrol agent who was murdered by illegals. If you'll remember, that was going on back in the days of what we called the Fast and Furious problem. That's when the federal agents were basically selling guns to Mexicans south of the border, letting them to go down there. And I think, and we all think, that the reason was so that the government, when they picked up the guns, they could say, gee, we've got a problem with guns in America, and we need gun control. I mean, we've seen a lot of, fake situations created by a government that wants more control. And it's gone on and on and on, and it's getting out of reach. This is just one of them. But we've never solved really who did what to him. And now the Border Patrol has gotten its hands tied behind its back so that really we don't have a border. They're there, but they don't do anything. Most of them have been pulled back from the border. And people are just coming across at will, and they're coming from everywhere. The next picture shows illegals crossing. This is typical in Arizona. You see the fence, they're climbing it, or they cut holes through it usually. And they just stream into America. There's a Border Patrol agent there. He's going to do nothing because he's not allowed to. They've been told to cease and desist. If they actually try to do their legal job, they will lose their job. And when you've got a wife and family, that's where the problem comes in. They're very upset, those fellas. They speak pretty openly to a lot of people that talk to them, but they really don't have much that they can do unless they're just willing to be unemployed. And in southern Arizona, if that's where you live and you work for the Border Patrol, there aren't a whole lot of other jobs available that you can go to. So it's a real problem. Then there's, on a happier note, first the picture of the University of Arizona campus, and that's at twilight. Beautiful campus. That picture is looking west towards the mountains. And I spent some wonderful times there. It was a nice school, a nice campus, made some friends. I haven't been back to Tucson much. Last time I went back was probably 20 years ago. But it's grown rapidly. It's now a city of almost 1 million. The next picture shows Tucson at dusk. And it's a booming city in the southeastern part of Arizona. It's a little bit cooler than Phoenix because it's just a little bit higher, but it still gets plenty hot, folks. But it's dry. And Tucson is suffering from the same problem. Crime rates go up wherever illegals show up because they are infiltrated, of course, with lots of people who are not the good guys. We're not just bringing in people that are the good guys, as you know, and of course we're bringing them in from Asia, we're bringing them in from the Middle East. They're coming from everywhere, and they're not being vetted and checked properly at all. Lastly, the cross, the Bible, and the flag, which is representative of our relationship with God, or the one we should have, because America was founded under God. And I just have a feeling that when we turn our back on God as a nation, God, he doesn't turn his back on us. He just turns us loose and lets us figure it out ourselves. And folks, when we try to figure things out without him and live our lives without him, it doesn't work very well. We've got plenty of records of that if you look at what's going on. So we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the specifics of the ranch problem in southern Arizona, and then we're going to relate that to some of the other horrible activities that are happening in America because of our lack of an immigration program. The bottom line, folks, is we no longer have an immigration program because we no longer have a border, and that needs to change. Well, it's a Monday morning, and Monday sometimes is a blah day for people, but I always say get up, say a little prayer, smile in the mirror, and carry that smile around all day, and it goes better. But here's a song to remind you of a little bit about Monday morning, probably when you got up. It's a oldie but a goodie from a great group. Here's the Mamas and the Papas with Monday Monday, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Ba-da.
Monday Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. Good way to get your Monday going, folks. All right, folks, let's get back to the issue at hand, which is ranching in southern Arizona and the unintended consequences, or maybe their intended consequences, of our lack of an immigration program and control of our borders. Folks, if you think your home is your castle, and that's an old saying, and a lot of people, we certainly want to believe that, but it certainly is not your castle if you're a rancher in southern Arizona. Imagine if every day when you return from riding the range or fixing fences or taking cattle to market or feeding them or whatever your job is on a ranch in southern Arizona, that before you could go in your house, you had to walk around the property. You had to look in your barn. You had to check everything out and very carefully enter your house and look for any signs of anything being disturbed. And, of course, I'm sure you're carrying a weapon as well. All those ranchers in southern Arizona carry weapons. They have to. Well, this is what is faced by ranchers in southern Arizona, and not just southern Arizona. That happens in Texas, New Mexico, other states, wherever you're near the border with Mexico. Because break-ins, brutal beatings, all kinds of illegal action is taken by criminal illegals in the area. Recently, there was a article in the Arizona Daily Star, and that's the Tucson newspaper, about Cochise County. As I mentioned earlier, Cochise County is a large rural county. It's southeast of Tucson, and it also has a huge border with Mexico. I mentioned it was also the home of Tombstone, which, of course, is famous from Western movie fame, but it is still a little town. And there are a lot of tourist things there as well. It's an interesting place to visit. Well, ever since the murder of rancher Rob Krentz back 10, he was killed by illegals, the problems caused by a failure to enforce American laws regarding immigration have grown greatly. Now, you may not remember the case of Rob Krentz, but Rob Krentz was a rancher, and he was out checking his property. Now, today, you don't always do it on horseback. Some do, but four-wheelers are used a lot. And Rob would always carry a shotgun with him. Out there, everybody does. You never know what you might run into, and you have to be careful. But it's beautiful land. But anyway, Rob was making his rounds on his property, and he came upon a group of Mexican illegals that I think they were camped out. They might have been doing the drug trade. We don't know for sure the details, but he was killed. And so everybody got up in arms. But, of course, the federal government's done nothing about it. They do nothing about any of this stuff. It just goes away. Kind of like Kate Steinle, another person killed by an illegal up in San Francisco, because in California they've moved everywhere. And, of course, they're all over the country now, too. He was back in the country for his fifth time illegally when he killed her at Fisherman's Wharf as she walked down the pier with her father. She was a beautiful woman, murdered for no reason whatsoever, and it goes on and on and on. And San Francisco, of course, is a sanctuary city, so they just hide it up. But things have changed a little bit now in the nature of the problem, because back in Rob Krentz's time in 2010, it was mostly groups of illegals with coyotes bringing them into the country for pay to hook them up with passage to wherever they wanted to try to go. And so the biggest problem was they were all over his property. They would camp out on his property. They would leave all their trash, including human waste, on his property. And these guys, you know, they have a right to their property. And as Raza says, no, you don't. It's our land. And that's the way these people treat it when they come. And it's horrible, but it keeps going on. But what's happened today is one of the local ranchers explained it. His name is John Ladd. He lives in the area. And he said that where we used to see hundreds of illegals passing by en route to the promised land, today it's more often cartel drug traffickers and other violent individuals and groups who are a threat to life and property around the clock. Now, the cartel guys are extremely brutal. They're noted for all kinds of brutality, and, you know, beheadings, torture, you name it, they do it. So it means basically that these people who live in remote areas where they can't get help fast if they need it have to be on the guard all the time. Well, I have to pass on a kudo for the sheriff of Cochise County, Sheriff Mark Donnells. Has got a tough job, and he and his deputies can't be everywhere they need to be. So what they're now doing for any ranchers that want them is they're providing them with radios, which give them a direct link to the sheriff for quick response. Because most of the ranchers, when they're out and about, of course, they have cell phones, and there's a lot of times when cell phones are in dead zones there, and so they don't work. And the sheriff has also dedicated a ranch patrol unit, which is designed to keep a closer eye on the happenings in the ranch community on a routine basis. They make regular rounds and irregular. They don't schedule it all at the same time, but they run around the area checking to just try to help keep an eye and let anybody that's coming know that somebody's out there. But it's really tough because the federal government is of no value whatsoever in this, even though, frankly, they've created the problem with their lawless behavior, and that's the only thing I can call it. Well, at the same time that Arizona's situation has changed and they don't have a large mass of people coming across, because the Tucson sector has been tightened up a little bit, but of course this is just a show and it doesn't work this way everywhere. If you go over to the Rio Grande sector in Texas, the number of illegal crossings is growing rapidly. In 2011, there were 60,000. Now, this is what's reported, and there's a lot that are never reported. That's the other problem. We don't really know how many have come across. But it was reported that in 2011, there were 60,000 came across, and in 2015, it was 147,000. I suspect it's much, much more than that when you see all these stories about the bus loads and the plane loads taking all these illegals and scattering them all over the country. We don't even know where they are, and the communities where they're bringing them don't even know. They're not even warned in advance. I mean, it's just completely insane what's going on. Now, maybe it's the cut down in Arizona has been partly because of the climate, because even though it's hot in Texas, it's worse in Arizona in terms of trying to find any shade in the hot weather months. But maybe it's also because Arizona has really activated a lot of citizen patrols. Texas has some too, to try to identify the illegal crossings. But if you know, the Border Patrol is not able to do its job, then it's kind of a moot point because we don't know what it accomplishes. So regardless of when and where the problem is prevalent in many forms, the lack of concern by none other than the President of the United States, Barack Obama, is just unbelievable. The President of the United States is tasked by the Constitution with enforcing our laws. And so if he's not going to do it, I guess it's going to be up to his successor to make the decision that American citizens and their protection is a major priority of the federal government. After all, the principal duty of government is safety and security of our borders and of our land and protection of our people. And so if we don't change this, things will continue to be lawless and dangerous in this area, and it will only get worse. And that danger is quickly spreading throughout the country as identified gangs and cartels are allowed entry along with thousands of other illegals who continue to cross the border with disease, no checkout, no financial support, and no skill support. And I guess that means that crime, illegal drug availability, and national financial insolvency issues will continue to explode in volume if we don't do something about it soon. And at some point, it's going to be too late. Look, folks, we all have sympathy for the downtrodden and those in need, but the United States does not have the resources or the requirement to neglect our own citizens and their needs for the benefit of those who don't belong here. Lots of reports about our veterans who have been wounded, can't get care, but illegals coming across the border get top-notch treatment. Borders and laws are a matter of sovereignty, and they're one of the most important duties of the President of the United States, who has instead decided to look the other way and encourage the invasion. And for people like the late Change Things, his family has to go on without him. For the other rancher mentioned, John Ladd, it means that he's spending an inordinate amount of time maintaining added security for his family, since the federal government really doesn't care. The county's trying, but they don't have the resources to do what really needs to be done. And sadly, there are thousands of other American citizens near the border who are living the same way. So if you think this isn't a problem, folks, take a trip out to sunny Arizona and go down to Tombstone Territory. I think you'll find that the modern times bring a new meaning to the old term, the Wild Wild West. It's time to secure our borders. Put America first, not just in Arizona, but every state in the land, and take our lives back. It's doable, but it takes good people everywhere stepping up and getting involved. And before we go today, I just want to comment on the events, sadly, that took place Saturday night, the nightclub, The Pulse, in Orlando. I've been reading a lot about it. I'm not going to go into details, but as I'm sure you're all aware, 50 people were murdered. Another 50-plus were injured. Some probably will die. I haven't heard the latest numbers, but it's bad. And it was all done by an American citizen who was also a Muslim, who also has expressed his support for ISIS. His parents were not American citizens. They were Afghans. It also came out at the same time that the imam of a big mosque in Orlando, and I believe it's the one where this 29-year-old murderer, who's now dead, attended, basically said that all gays need to be put to death, basically for their own good. Now, folks, I'm a Christian, and I'm not a fan of some of the things we've done with the law about homosexual behavior. But you know what? I don't bother anybody else, and I don't want them to bother me. And I will leave them to their own ways. Just I don't think I need to be forced to say that I honor what they believe. But nobody should be murdered like that. And I think it's time for the gay community to step up and realize that these people are not their friends. There are a lot of good Muslims out there, many good Muslims out there. But the ones that have accepted this radical Islamic approach, we've got to stop it. And we've got to stop it now, because it all comes from the same problem, immigration. We don't vet people coming into the country very well. I've mentioned before how when my father's family came over, they were held at Ellis Island for days, given physical exams. They were checked out about any criminal records. They had to have a job lined up or a family that legally agreed to support them, and it was a legal requirement. And that is the only way they could enter into the United States. We've got people coming across the border loaded with disease. We can already see with TB in some states up to 35% of the immigrants coming in have TB. TB was an eradicated disease in America. And we've got our medical authorities just looking the other way, doing absolutely nothing but just running up the bill. It's said that the Zika virus in a child coming into this country, the treatment will cost a minimum of $20,000 per child. And that's also what we're paying for living expenses. We can't do this, folks. We got to put America first. We got to take care of our brothers and sisters in Southern Arizona who are good citizens. They pay their taxes. They have a right to be safe. And people like that everywhere in the country, whether they're near the border or inland. It's time for America to wake up. And I just had to talk about this today because I have a great love for Arizona, a state that I like, and it's being destroyed, and the people are fed up, and they've got some elected officials who won't do anything. They got two senators that do nothing. They've basically pushed for more immigration, more, to the detriment of American workers. Why this is happening, I don't know. But we know that, you know, there's somebody higher than us who provides a reason for everything that goes on. And I think we need to pay attention and listen. So these are critical times. And it's time for us to get our act together. And I thought it was important to bring this subject up today because this is a problem and it is not going away. And I don't think that event in Orlando is anything but the tip of the iceberg. And the president still will not say radical Islam. Neither will Hillary Clinton. Neither one will say it. Think about that for a little while, folks. It's pretty obvious what went on there. Anyway, that's it for today, folks. I hope I didn't frighten anyone, but I think we need to know the truth because the truth will set you free and political correctness will destroy us. So anyway, that's my show for this Monday morning. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the Republican Party again and why it's out to destroy Donald Trump. Then on Friday night, we'll be talking about housing and urban development and its new push to control the makeup of your neighborhood. If you don't know about it, you'll find it interesting. I have realtor Darlene Buffalo of Gainesville, Florida, she's been in the real estate business for over 25 years. She knows it up one side and down the other, and not only is it a problem because of the rules with HUD, but it's a problem because of the new paperwork requirements that significantly delay closings, and you really can't have a sale and a closing on the same day any longer, which makes it difficult for anybody, particularly if they're selling their home. So that's our show for today, folks. I hope you have a great week. remember, go out there and smile. Say a little prayer, and you'll get through the day, and before long, it'll be Margaritaville time once again. We're going to sign off with a very patriotic song, and it's the original version of the song that we know so well today. A lot of you might not know the singer because it was quite a few years ago when this was done, but she's now deceased. But here is God Bless America, sung by the one and only Kate Smith. And we'll say goodbye on that note, folks. So God bless you. Have a great day. Hope you'll tune in again soon. If you like the show, we'll let others know about it so they can listen. Hope to see you again with us real soon. Bye now.